This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Tuesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. Tune in, turn on, and remember, 45 years of KBOO Community Radio. This month, we'll hear from Bob Bailey and Sheila Rubin, who were both involved in the early days of KBOO. Tune in, turn on, and remember is a monthly series that will run through the year 2013, KBOO's 45th anniversary year. If you have a story about KBOO that you want to share for this series, contact KBOO's station navigator at navigator@kboo.org or find out more at kboo.fm/stories. And remember to listen Tuesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. only on KBOO Portland.
Hell.
Hat?
I said hell.
How come?
Because.
Because chai.
Because I said yo, so yo said hell.
Okay. Is utter sand no. Here hail yo beat, valley?
Worry am lat. Go tuck on tragic.
At yucks. Glad you made in.
Me toon.
Whale am I mute. Some tinks it's gong one her.
It did not novice any sing.
You are taking puny.
How tight. And Lou arm taking puny toot.
Whine his hat.
They done now.
Here musk, bed, and log, I call hex plan nation.
In now.
Hold one. Top yipping for it a section.
Okra.
Yurt come put her his bro Kent.
Ow.
And yon hype works on, none's dents came out.
Oh, hit.
Wet need top fix his.
Too late. In hangtone come pup with craps from he shoe tonic.
Wet hair crude.
Implory.
Don Wormy. No Dun's List ending, Antoir.
Thank God.
You are tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. It's just after 11 o'clock on the fourth Monday of the month. Time for the Sodden Ratio Pro Deck, or that would be the Sodden Radio Project on KABU's Radio Theater Hour.
This is Digby Deeper of K-Play Radio, speaking from the front lawn of the administration building of South Central Oregon Northeastern University. Several hundred people, along with reporters, have gathered here, waiting for University President John Axpohl to appear. Speculation has run rampant in recent days as a university faces scandal and public criticism over alleged ethics violations by several of the university's athletic teams. In addition, this reporter has received anonymous inside information that the university may also be in serious financial difficulties. The university was the focus of a media splash about 2 months ago when South Central U alumnus William Daybreak, chairman and CEO of Cradleum Incorporated, a well-known supplier of athletic supplies, donated over $400 million to the university's athletic program. The funds were earmarked for a new Daybreak sports arena, including controversial co-ed shower facilities and a full-time rehabilitational masseuse. Sources have recently speculated that... Oh, wait, just a minute. There's activity up on the portico. President Axpohl has just appeared. We go now to our frontline mic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here today to announce a major new direction in South Central Oregon Northeastern University. As you know, the university has been in the news lately, and I and the Board of Regents deeply regret any apprehensions this may have caused regarding the integrity of our beloved university, especially of our stellar athletic department. Rest assured that these nefarious and unfounded allegations will be dealt with fairly and quickly so that we can...
Mr. President!
Please, allow me to finish. I'll take questions in just a few moments.
But Mr. President!
Please, ma'am. Now, as I was saying, we're all eager to put these nasty accusations behind us so our athletic teams can prepare for the spring conference games, which start in just a couple of weeks. Now, as you know, many American universities are facing difficult times. As costs rise and enrollments continue to be unpredictable, financing academic programs has become problematic, to say the least. In the past, we've made isolated cuts to several academic programs based on projected financial returns, both short and long term. These repeated minor cuts have caused much pain and trepidation as certain faculty, some of them tenured, were terminated, and some students were forced to transfer to other universities. However, I have to be honest with you. We do not see this trend being reversed in the foreseeable future. Therefore, after consultation with the Board of Regents and our financial advisors, I am here today to announce a major change in the way that South Central U does business. At the end of this academic year, the university will officially withdraw from all involvement in academic programs. We will complete our current academic year with the programs and faculty now in place, Meantime, focusing all available non-athletic resources on what will be a difficult transition for many students and faculty.
Mr. President.
Let me finish, please. Now, I know the question on everyone's mind, and I'm here to assure you that the university's athletic program will emerge from this time of crisis not only unscathed, but stronger than ever.
But, sir, that's not what we
Now, the good news is, beginning in the fall term, we will no longer have to struggle to support unprofitable academic programs. As a result, the university can and will begin moving into the front competitive rank of the Core Athletic Conference of America, CACA.
Sir, you can't be serious.
We have already hired two new athletic directors, one to revitalize our lower GPA ping pong program, which has languished of late, and one to develop the long-awaited Gay Curling Scholarship Initiative. Both of these programs are vital to upscaling our CACA standings and to maintaining our equal sporting opportunity commitment. Thank you for your patience. I will now take questions.
Mr. President!
Ms. Jones of the Academistical Times.
Mr. President, I must say, this is a shocking and unprecedented move. Is the university actually getting out of the academic business?
No, certainly not, Ms. Jones. The Board of Regents has decided to outsource the university's academic program in its entirety.
Say what, sir?
Recent studies have shown that university administrators are not really trained to plan or administer academic programs. They're much more focused on results. We've simply made the obvious decision to leave academics to those who can do it best. We have already identified several promising academic vendors in Haiti, Nepal, North Korea, and, Dubai. We're still evaluating their promising proposals. Those North Koreans are especially strong in nuclear engineering, I might add, and we expect to announce a contract award within a couple of weeks.
But, sir, how would that work?
It's quite simple, really. The chosen vendor organization will assume responsibility for all academic resources, facilities, faculty, and students, and will manage the use of these resources. They will set and collect academic tuition, as well as manage academic recruitment. In addition, they will evaluate current academic programs and faculty, decide which must be retained, and terminate those not expected to provide a suitable return on investment. In return, the vendor will receive a rather generous percentage of the academic revenue stream. The remaining revenue will be funneled into our mission-critical athletic programs and administered, as they are now, by the university. The vendor gets the revenue and the risk.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Smith of the Confessional Sports Picayune?
Sir, this is stunning news indeed. Aren't you and the Board of Regents afraid that this will damage the university's academic reputation?
No, not at all, Mr. Smith. You can reassure your readers that the university is not at all concerned about its academic reputation. Studies have shown that academic reputation affects only a small and rather isolated segment of a university's potential donor base. The real impact of a university comes from its athletic standings and performance. The most recent studies show an astonishing 73% correlation between athletic reputation and alumni contributions. On the other hand, the correlation between academic standing and contributions is approximately 7%. Now, I think that makes things pretty clear, don't you?
Sir, how will this move affect the university's government funding, which includes some monies earmarked for athletic programs?
Government funding accounts for less than 3% of the university's capital budget and just over 1% of its athletic operating budget. This loss, if it occurs, will be more than compensated by the measures I've just outlined.
Sir, Mr. President, sir.
Let's hear what athletic supporters and sustainers has to offer, shall we, Mr. Merck?
Thank you, Mr. President. I speak for the entire ASS in applauding this bold and innovative move. Our membership will rest easy tonight knowing that the university is solidly behind its commitment to quality athletics.
Thank you, Mr. Merck. Thank you indeed. It's good to know that the ASS supports us all the way.
Mr. President, how can you desert your academic ideals like this?
This is not a desertion of academics, not at all. It's actually a way to solidify our support of academics. The university is simply delegating the management and deployment of academic resources to those who do it best.
But sir!
Yes, you there.
Mr. President, last year the university issued $200 million in bonds to cover academic operating costs. How does the university plan to repay that money?
A very perceptive question. Our financial advisors have calculated that with proper contractual adjustments, beginning with the fall athletic season, we can direct approximately 5% of all university athletic revenues to debt retirement. With nominal increases in event fees, the university will reduce its overall debt by approximately 8.4% per year. That, combined with the projected ROI on our new athletic investments, will enable us to clear not only the $200 million you spoke of, but our entire organizational debt in approximately 6 years. Without the current move, we anticipate a debt retirement schedule on the order of 30 years, even with significant academic cuts. So I think you'll agree, our new plan is a definite improvement. Yes, Mr. Merck again.
Mr. President, ASS members would like to know, does the board have any solid predictions about how this change in the university's mission will affect our CACA ratings?
Let me be clear. This is not a change in the university's mission. Our goal has always been to provide the highest quality athletic training and experiences we can, considering the university's sometimes burdensome academic obligations. We have always had our heads on straight in that department. And yes, we do have projected changes in CACA ratings. After a comprehensive conjugate matrix interpolation and regression simulation, our analysts are confident that our CACA ratings will improve at least 22 points averaged over all competitive categories within one academic year. Better yet, basketball will improve 27 points, football 29, and minority skateboarding will increase an amazing 42 points. And all this within the first year of operation. Okay, folks, that's all for now. Look for a press release in tomorrow's Academistical Times. Thank you for coming out.
Well, there you have it. A stunning announcement by President John Axpol of South Central Oregon Northeastern University, and one that I'm sure will send shockwaves through the entire academic and athletic community. We've asked two nationally recognized experts in university affairs to give us their reaction to this very unusual decision. First, welcome Red Herring, Director of Athletic Affairs and Damage Control, Slam Dunk University, East Dunkwater, Alabama. Red, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Digby. Great to be with you again.
And second, Dr. Dent Noggin, Senior Research Fellow with the Blunt Institute for the Study of Advanced Academicalness, Lobster Pot, Maine. Dr. Noggin, thank you for joining us.
Certainly, Digby. Nice to be here.
Let's begin with you, Red. Now, Slam Dunk U has had its own athletic academic conflicts in the recent years. In fact, you were hired specifically to sort some of that out. In your opinion, Red, is this a good move for the university?
Absolutely, Digby. No question about it. This will propel this school right into the hot, steaming limelight of CACA competition. You'll see a dramatic increase in liquid assets, plus a solid increase in gifts and contributions. Mark my words, Digby, their street cred is going to go right through the roof.
Dr. Noggin, what is your response to this decision?
Digby, I can only say that I am deeply, deeply shocked by this ill-advised and shameful capitulation to the deep, deep pockets of narrow-minded contributors. Our entire society is so deeply indebted to the university-based academic research and the deep, deep respect for academic
Dr. Noggin, I see it's time for a station break here and a message from our sponsors. So we'll continue this discussion here at K-Play Radio after this break.
You're listening to KPOY K-Play Radio, your station for the latest and greatest in sports of all sorts. Say, have you been looking for a good deal on pneumatic dartboard equipment? Well, then get...
bet, nor nod to bet, than it he quest on. Wet her is nobler on the hind to buffer, he sings a narrows, oft outrags us for tude. For Todd made arms age in stay seat soft doubles, and be a possum and him. To dine, to slip, perchance to cream, buy, here's the rube. For on that slip of deal hat creams mad come, and wet haven shuttled on his moral coil, Musk gave us pews. Here's the reject that mates Cal aim tie of son log light. From who could bean the hips and corns on time, the opera soars worn. He pound Matt's costume lie. He bangs off despite love. He yawns the lay. He is soul once off of ice. And he burns. The patience here is off then on warty tales. Then the hymn shelf write his quiet use mate. Wit a care, codkin. Ho, could fart hell's beat to punt and sweet utter a weary light. But hat he bred of dome think after earth, he undid covered cunt, try form those born, not travel her reburns, puddles the till and mates use lather. Here hose hills he have, then try to otter's hat, he know not on. This conscience doe made cowhards on us al. And this then, hat hive hue of revolution, in sickled odor with the male cats of thought, and enter prissies of green pit and mom mint, with his retard, the air currency burn away, and hose the nom on faction. Sofa, you know, the fair opie liar. Nympho, on thy orc son, bet all my shins dismembered.
Lashed in the trailer, can't move, tied up tongue. A child, ankle rash from the razor, lame from the game, trashed from the whiskey, disjointed at the shoulder and the jaw. A child, at first sex was magic, then pain grinds blindness folded into the wide, wide dark.
Let me cozy your blankie. There. This blanket, it's not really what you call a safety blanket, is it? Let go. What's that? You want the blanket back? Then take it. No? Not strong enough to hold me down anymore?
Huh?
You old satyr. You sound like a dog. You smell like weak old garbage. Nasty, sweet. No snappy suit. No necktie for tying. Laugh's gone too, huh? Can you? Huh? No more endless opinions about the public sector and stripping and dog poo? After all your rough talk that night, that's it, huh, Dusty? You really are a bully. You are shit in a shirt and sweatpants. You smell like it. You look like it. You always ate shit and you believed shit. So there, really, the case is that there is no surprise. Why was I surprised? Hey, I'm talking to you. Look at me. You have to listen to me now. I listened to you, didn't I? Oh, your angst about divorce and custody and blowhard theories, children and happiness. How you couldn't cope with rejection. God. This is not what I thought you deserved, but it's better. You can't even talk. I'll just leave the blanket on the floor so you can look at it and shiver and wish you could pick it up. Okay, Dusty?
You want to talk about it?
No, Dusty.
I'll let it go. There. Gone.
Easy.
You look sad.
Well, I'm not happy.
The trick to happiness...
Don't. You have a trick about everything. You have a story and a trick about every...
Okay, okay.
Don't call this a trick.
I'll shut up. You don't want to talk, and you want me to shut up. So there we go. I'll shut up. I will. I will. Will I see you again?
In 14 days, a dark night, I'll pray for blood run down my thighs. Remember that song? If you pray to the sun and I pray to the moon and I bleed, you won't see me again. I'll be free and safe and you can wander off wherever.
Take it easy. Keep your feet on the ground. Now, this, it's just conversation, okay? It's the real world. You can't just...
Shut up.
I really...
Don't say it.
Please, Urs. Can I? Don't leave me, Urs. Because I... Wait! Urs, wait!
Yeah, thank you! Thank you! So, you've all come to the Valley of Milk? Or do you prefer honey? Like, I could be a siren and spellbind you all for the night ride to Hades, right?
Yeah,
no, but this one review. Okay, so my routine. So the guy writes, spews filth, not funny, no fun. And that's really how he talks, this reviewer. No fun? I brandish a whip on stage. Yeah. What does he mean? Aren't these shoes killer?
Yeah.
I mean, I sing a naughty song about a cat in the rain. Come on. Yeah. This guy's the pussy. My show is called The Gates of Hades, not Sex Abuse Isn't Very Nice. I called him. That's how I know he talks like this. And I spewed him this totally filthy town job. Called him creative stuff like bung face. But he was humorless. He just goes, I'm so offended. This guy, this pussy boy reviewer. What? He's offended by my tongue? More than by crime? Outrage, you pussy. It's when rage goes out. Were you ever outraged? Did your mouth open and let fly? Better than being choked and held down and you can't breathe or get help and you're getting screwed, fuckwit. Oh, Hades, please don't curse me. The rage, it just flew out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Wait, Urs, the trick to this working is we take it slowly, and we surrender our, you know, inhibitions, or what have you, for each other. We loosen up, huh? It's like, I go to Jake's Thursdays. They have the best happy hour in downtown. I mean, you get the restaurant menu in the bar. It's these, plates for half price. And you have, you know, your libation, and you just... get to finally be who you are, you know? Not this guy. The suit you are at work. You're really just a regular guy. And you loosen up your tie and you eat this mountain of fries and fish. The batter's so buttery. And it's all like you're eating... what is it? Not manna, the other one.
Lotus.
Yeah, Lotus, that's it. Not the card room.
If you mean Homer...
Jake's. The point I'm trying to hit at is that, well, I don't get a pension. I don't live off government cheese. I work hard. I'm selling every day. And I have to play a role, but...
Are you criticizing my day job?
No, I'm aiming at a point. Hey, why don't I take you there?
Where?
Jake's. They're open late. Right now. They've got a great late night menu. And I'm hungry. Do you want to go?
I
want to
do this open mic. It's my turn coming up. I've been waiting for hours.
What? In that place there? You singing there? Not karaoke. I can't see the point of that.
No, there's a live band inside. It's a cool club.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You're, by the way, you're stunning. Magic.
Really? Thanks.
Hungry?
Starving, but...
Great, let's go. Do this some other night, okay?
You always carry a briefcase when you go out on the town? Paint samples?
Something to show you in my valise. I got a good park spot. Should we walk?
I'm not sure this is...
It's a friendly drink and a bite to eat. Best fish and chips you'll ever eat, I swear.
It's not a date.
No. I'm sorry, no. Look, I'm old enough to be your... right?
Don't say that.
I'd rather not.
I don't know.
Your servant awaits you, and my chariot lies... yonder, for us to mount. Or we could stroll the Rosy City. It's only, 10 blocks.
I wouldn't say no to a ride home. Or can your car fly away into the blue yonder?
Come on. It's Jake's. It's not a date. God, you're stunning. Please?
Are you begging?
Yes. I'm begging you to let me buy you dinner, then drive you home.
You're really begging.
On my knees. Do I have to get on my knees?
You wouldn't.
Please? Let me take you. Please. I want to. I really do. I really do. Please let me.
Feel like petting your head, the bald spot.
Do it. What else? Go ahead. What else?
What else?
The trick is, when you get them on their knees, you do what you want. You want to, and they want you to. So go on, I'll let you.
Promises, promises. Your head is so soft.
Hit me.
No, I couldn't.
You are stunning. Here, have a look in the valise. It's for you, if you want it.
What is it?
Look in the case. It's for you. If you want it. Oh, God. Oh, God. The trick is, don't panic. The trick is, think. Keep it light. Shit. Did I wet myself? Feels weird. Okay. Trick is to wiggle the toes. Shit. I can't feel. I can't move them. That's normal. You're in shock. You're gonna be fine. Yeah, you be cool when the cop comes up. God, but it's a whopping percentage. Wow. That was a great afternoon indulgence, right? Shit. I feel so high. I can't move my neck. My tongue is like whiskey. Tongue. Lips all numb. Back, throat dry. But nothing else. Nowhere. Can't feel.
Is that my head tingling? Christ, is anybody gonna help me?
I could have been in the car with him.
You weren't.
What should I do?
Don't you know?
I feel such pity.
I feel sick.
Me too. I was in love. It was agonizing.
No, it wasn't really.
He was so much older, but he was...
strong.
And then... but that was okay. It was later.
We shouldn't have met. I can't take this. I hate hospitals. I'm going to be sick. I wish I could just... sail away out of this, never come back.
You're busy with the present, aren't you? I'm thinking about the past.
You're young. When you get older, the past, it's torment. That's why punishment is so appealing. Punish the bastards. I could never face him. I never talked. And look what happened. But I'm gonna talk now.
But they may do something heroic. I've read case studies.
You mean like drunk driving in broad daylight?
Like making someone love them. I loved him, see. Didn't you?
Forget it. Urs, forget it. Then he can't hurt you anymore.
Look at it.
But who's... which one of us is the...
Want to hold it?
Very much.
What do I get?
What do you want?
A kiss?
No, no. Thanks for the dinner. I think I'd better go home. Drive me home now.
Now, Urs, come on. You just got here. Have another drink at least. Here, take it. No charge.
Cool.
Try swinging it. It's on the wrist. Hit something. It's a good one. It's a good brand. American made.
I like the sound it makes.
Like breathing. Try it on your open palm.
Ow! This whip means business.
You need some lessons with that thing. Here, give it to me.
No, I want to play with it.
Okay, fine, play away. Who taught you to torture?
This place is nice. I don't want to damage anything.
You're surprised.
Well, when somebody says trailer...
My wife put out my eyes in the divorce. I used to live in the West Hills.
Liar. You're just bragging. Tell the truth now or you'll be punished.
No, no, really, 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 I did. Okay, it was my wife's money. Her parents were well off. That woman smothered me. You ever have anyone do that? This is more my side of the tracks. Of course, aren't tracks out here, but... had dogs, kids, fireplace, 4 bedrooms, surround sound.
Kids?
Girls, yeah, too. Here, refill? God, I love whiskey.
I went to school with rich kids. Not here, the East. No hills, just buildings.
No one's from here. I'm from Rockford, Illinois.
My aunt paid. The public school was scary.
The whole East is scary to me, because I think of Cincinnati as East.
East Coast. My aunt, she was a widow. She died last year. I feel all...
Yeah, I'm afraid of dying. Aren't you?
Not so much. Kinda intrigues me. You listened to my CD?
Well, yes, I did. I wanted to. Thank you. But, God, it was defective. I think the sound was... my equipment here isn't that great. But I could really... it was fuzzy. The sound was...
distortion. That was on purpose.
Oh. Well, tell me then. I couldn't hear the lyrics. And the song titles?
That's the whole point. Never mind. How old are you anyway?
Oh, so it's on purpose. You don't... like your voice, or... I don't understand. I'm just a regular guy. I'm used to... regular things. I guess I'm not... educated, really.
Like whips? Like girls closer to your daughter's age than yours? Those are regular things?
Things like going out to dinner on Valentine's Day. Holding hands on the beach. Singing along with a CD. That's what I'm talking about.
And you can't find love anywhere? You're a nice-looking man.
It's not easy. I lost hope.
There are lots of women looking. Women your age. How old are you?
But they... You see... Inside, I'm a different age. Inside, I'm 28.
I'm still too young for you, then.
Don't say that. Not really. I've dated and dated and dated. I have. I've been on 100 dates. I've tried so hard. No, it's not been... Well, after my divorce, it's been so...
How long ago was that?
Almost 10 years.
Well, I'm not Penelope. Are you crying?
Is that one of your songs?
Could be. It's an idea. Songs about the Odyssey. Mine or yours?
Yours. You've got your life ahead of you. Most of mine's behind me. That's just how it is.
What do you want?
You have the whip. Say it like you mean business. Doesn't the leather feel good?
What do you want?
A kiss. Is that so hard? How hard is that? A kiss.
A kiss. A kiss. A kiss. How dangerous could that be?
No one's coming. Crumpled up. Trapped, lost to the world. Oh, God. Oh, shit. There is a God. I know it. Up there in the blue heavens. What a beautiful afternoon. Shit. Shit. There is a God. It's your punishment or... What's the word? Shit. Retribution. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna think about it. Yeah. Rather go to sleep. Too chicken. Too chicken shit. Chicken shit. I know it. The trick is to stay. Hello. How you doing? Hello. Oh, God. I don't want to die here. Here and all. I want to head home. Home. Home where? Our father, blessed is thy fruit of thy Telemachus. Who? Who's Zachariah? Who the hell? Helen? Where am I? What am I doing in Rockford? Hillsborough again? What time is it? I'm coming. Cal? I'm coming. God damn it. Taking out the garbage. I was doing it. Jesus. I stepped in dog shit. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, God. A pit full of blood. I can't look.
You dressed well. I'll give you that. Men dress like such slobs. I can't stand it. Here's your blanket. Let me cozy you. There. You can't talk or fuck ever again. Had to see that. That's what counts. They say you're not going to last, they tell you. Doesn't look good at all, Dusty. At the funeral, I'll watch your ex-wife look you in the face one more time. I don't think she was innocent. Your daughters don't seem to know what a shit you were, far as I can tell. Well done. They seem to think you were a loving, caring father. Absent, of course. Probably better that way. Hello?
Hello. Is it C?
Yes. They did a good job. I like seeing him lying there, pasty and cold. Doesn't need his blankie anymore, does he? Well, I figured we'd meet today.
Me too. I saw your show last night.
Oh? I thought it was really on.
You came close to spilling his...
I'm going
to
spill it today. Regular guy, right? Time to tell all.
Don't.
No? Why?
It'll hurt them. The ex, the girls, the children.
Don't lecture me on poisoning the victims. We're not packing sadism away in the attic.
It wasn't. He wasn't. You know that wasn't the case.
You don't know what I know.
It was desperation. He was lost. It was a fetish.
Fetish? You don't know what he did means that...
Look deeper into the case.
I've looked so deep. But the case is the case. There's a whip inside it. Torture is against the law. I can't argue with you. It's upsetting my stomach.
It can be a magic game.
Stop
of...
it. It wasn't. In this case, it
In
was...
this case, you're afraid to admit it was love.
Don't lecture me on love. You don't know about love. If it's him, then talk about hate instead.
I do know about love. I think you've forgotten.
I haven't. It's just that I think revenge is a lot safer.
Is that what you're going to do? Tell the world about our intimacy. How we cut ourselves open for each other.
Sex abuse is a crime.
That's just the way you see it.
That's the only way. That's the only way. That's the truth. Aren't you on the funeral program, too?
I was planning to sing.
Open mic funeral. Huh. Sounds fine. Not like at the Drake Hotel, but... Yeah, that's okay. I don't stay up late now. Left that all behind.
Don't touch him. That's sick.
I want to. Dusty, please, you loved me, didn't you? I have to know.
You'll understand if you think about it long enough. It seems like a long time ago. Oh, it's starting. My own funeral. Why am I still lying here?
Hope you go.
This father we are remembering today, this husband we're speaking about, this dead man she's singing to, this felon you're hoping to heaven, tied me, bruised me, beat me, sexually abused me, and now that he's exposed,
I believe
he goes straight to Hades.
For you, sky blue.
Lost my time, lost my place in sky blue. Sky blue.
For Scar and even Sears Argo. For Feathers, brought froth in this content. A newt nat tun concealed in libbers. Sand dead dictated to the preposition. Hat, ale, hen, fair created a quad. No wet hair enraged on a treat cavil wear. Resting heather hat notion or Amy notion so conceived. And sun defecated can thong and urea. Wet arc meat on a greed bottle filled of hat wart. Wet save came to dead a cat. A portion of that shield. Ask a fin all nesting pace for hose ho. Her gate the ire lies, then that nate ion might lie. Hit his alto getter, flitting ant popper, then wed would do thin. Bud, in logger tense, wet cans note predicate, wet cans note counsel rate, wet cans note shallow his round, the rave hen, lining and bead, hot strutted her, have cons ex-ratitit, far a dove our door, pewter tot dad orc detect, the word will lit tile dote, noir log rem ember, hat wet sad her bum fit cat, ever forge when they dip her. Id inform us, the live ink, whether to bed D.E. Dick hated her, to the bun fish dork, hitch they whom ought, he are hair thud fair, so knobby had Vance, hit in lather form, as toe bet her dead ice gated ton. They greet mask renaming the sore ass, that form these snore deed, and take ink grease devo tin onto that case. Forkitch, they have the fast fall me sure off dove lotion, hate wet her highly lie rest glove, that the set bead shall note haven diet in pain, at his ration wonder bod shall hate a new mirth of free dome, and hat go ferment on the people. Oi, the people! Fork the people! Shall note per dish form the dearth.
This has been the Sudden Radio Project for February 2013. Contributors to tonight's episode include Debbie Hunter, James Lawrence, Dan Hobbs, Susan Nell, Steve Copen, Sharon McAllister, Connor Kearns, Todd Greblow, Alexander Lumiere, and John Killeen. Tune in next month on March 25th for a special membership drive edition of the Sudden Radio Project. In the meantime, you can enjoy archived editions of the program by going to the KBOO website at www.kboo.fm and doing a search for Sudden Radio Project. Our theme music is by the Mont Alto Orchestra. The orchestral music of... What's that name, Alexander? Zamochnik. J.S. Zamochnik. Thank you for listening and good night.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Olé, olé, it's show time!
In the tiki, 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 tiki room, in the tiki, 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 tiki room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd feed the audience too.
All together in the tiki, 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 tiki room, in the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Bird of paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the tiki room birds are here every day.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
A little louder.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Oh, yes. Oh, here we go.
one more time with another edition of that wacky cha-cha.